Welcome to the DAF Runners Podcast, presented by Alex and Jamie. This is where we invite listeners on our DAF running adventures. And this is episode 15, where after a long hiatus of not recording anything over the summer months, we finally document our man versus coast adventure.
And just to be specific, we have actually been running. We just haven't told anyone about it. So it's kind of sneaky running rather than DAF running.
Yeah, so it's very much the, sneaky runners. Or, you know, definitely not. What's the opposite of sneaky?
Boisterous running.
Definitely. But yes.
Noxious running.
Noxious.
Noisome.
Toxic running.
Toxic running. there might be an opening for you somewhere in the US. Do some running around Washington. Anyway, carry on, Alex, sorry.
But yeah, so I am Man versus Coast. So this is the first of the trilogy of Man versus runs that the Rat Race guys pull together. It's a run from Penzance. That's the right word. Pirates of Penzance, but there was no pirates. That's not as far as I'm aware. To Land's End. So if you picture that in your mind, you're running along the north-ish coast of the tip of Cornwall.
So you say there weren't any pirates. We actually almost didn't make the finish line, or start line, sorry. Well, the finish line was the start line, but start line, we booked a cab from our hotel, and the taxi driver had his cab robbed and hadn't told him about our fare. So we almost didn't make it to the start line.
That was a panic then, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, that was funny. I mean, listeners, this was a long time ago. We actually did this now. So this was back in July, I believe. And we're now recording this in September because we're really bad at maintaining any kind of schedule, and summertime beers, barbecue, cricket, etc. Took over the recording schedule we had put together. And yes, I had totally forgotten about that particular part of the adventure.
So apparently they found the cabs the morning after with all the radio equipment ripped out. So that's we think it was a rival cab company. All very exciting.
Yeah, but, that's what it's like in Penzance. It's the Wild West.
Yes.
Quite literally.
Yes. Full of pirates. West
point of England.
So I think we'd run this. There was the first event last year, Alex, wasn't it? So we ran the nascent 2018 version.
Inaugural event.
Yes, and I remember having a great time after I'd run it, as always. But it was an amazing course, and the weather, from memory, was really hot, kind of upper 20s, which is hot for me, at least anyway. So really struggled with the heat. Really tough run, but pretty fantastic and fabulous kind of coastline. So
absolutely beautiful.
Yeah, really. And
in fact, I think
one.
on the blog, the DAFRunners.com website, the image that sits at the top of the webpage, which is just the first one to throw up that I had to hand, is actually from this race. So, assuming by the time you listen to this, we haven't changed it, you'll see there how absolutely spectacular that coastline was. Back in July 2018.
Yeah. And it hadn't changed much. It's still just as spectacular. But it's, amazing course, amazing kind of weather at the time. I have to say also that I kind of have a bit of a grudge against this race because I was wearing a cap, obviously very advisable with the sun. Had kind of head covering my cap from my first marathon, Dublin Marathon, all the way back in kind of 2011. And I lost it to the sea and only realised when I kind of finished the race. So a little bit heart sick over that. But I thought I'd still run the race. A little bit bitter though. But Alex, you also had a negative as well during the race, didn't you? This kind of your first reaction or kind of experience of serious chafing.
Oh yeah, definitely. I mean, I don't know. I've been pretty lucky, I guess, when it comes to chafing. But yeah, this race, I think because of the sand and the salt water, it really got to me. So. Actually chafing was it's a pretty bad thing. And I was like, oh, why is everyone so fussed about Vaseline in this stuff and in this sport? And this is why. This is terrible. This is really awful. Oh my God. Let's never do that again. But yeah.
Yeah, we've all felt your pain. Everybody out there, you know, whoever's listening, who've done these kind of things, I think we've all been there, Alex. We've felt your pain.
Protect yourself.
Protect yourself, yeah.
Definitely. I mean, that was last year, and it was a really good race, and we were very keen to get back into it this year, especially as, you know, the very last episode was the beer marathon, obviously coming off a very intense physical event like the beer marathon. We probably, you know, had to adjust our training to cope with a bit more of a relaxed sort of man versus coast trail run event.
It's more beer drinking, right? More beer.
Well, it did keep that up, I must say. It was, yeah, as you say, like the start of the barbecue season. So plenty of beer training post-beer marathon. I think you think of it as kind of cycling off beer, but cycling off where you actually drink more than what you were doing before. Oh, dear. Probably did that terribly wrong, in fact, didn't we? Oh, well.
Never mind. Either way, we eventually made it to the race, and it starts off in a really beautiful location, just opposite St. Michael's Mount, wonderful castle in Cornwall. And it's on this wonderful sunny beach and kind of getting ready. And I have to say, we Rat Race do run some very, very solid events, and we were released in waves. But they had made a slight change to the first section of the race. Rather than going straight into the water, which they had last year, we had to run about 2 kilometers down the beach to then jump in the water. I think apparently there were some complaints about chafing, wasn't it, Alex? Like, did that come from you?
I mean, someone said that on a start line. It was like, why are we going all the way down there to jump in the water? And I said, oh, something to do with the issues last year, some complaints last year. I was like, well, I'm not quite sure whether if you just move the water obstacle down the beach, that helps. So I wasn't necessarily buying the reasoning, but allegedly that was the whole reason behind us shifting that initial dip. Because we start on the beach, you go in the water, you swim in, swim out, you go down a bit further and you do some more swimming, basically.
It's tough to swim in shoes. I really struggle, I've done a fair amount of cold water swimming myself, and I haven't got my technique down right, and I tend to watch people kind of pass me by while I doggy paddle in panic.
I'm just a terrible swimmer. I mean, my shoes, in fact, I think are some kind of swim run event shoes, which maybe should be good for swimming in as far as wearing shoes goes. But nope, didn't help me at all. And I was overtaken by nearly everybody else. Sort of floundered around.
Yeah, it's a funny one. I think I do enjoy it. But kind of making you kind of run across beach sand and then jump into salt water and then make you come out and then run across more beach and sand and not expect any form of chafing is probably wishing a bit much, but
I think
I was surprised if it wasn't more, but all good, very, very fun either definitely. Way, and something kind of good to experience. But after that, I think from memory it's mostly road running for the first section of the race until kind of we reach the north section, the coastline. It's not necessarily bad running. It's really kind of curvy, kind of narrow roads, as anyone who's driven around Cornwall will know. It's kind of covered in those kind of roads, and it's a kind of quite a steep ascent, a couple of hundred meters from very gradual over kind of quite a few kilometers, and then I think it gets to that kind of point in the coastline where you kind of peak that point and kind of get to see this kind of trail to finally reach the proper meat of the course. I have to say from looking at the undulation of the course afterwards, it is like one large climb, and then it is up and down for the rest of the course. I think all the races we've done with Rat Race, this one, you know, Man vs. Lakes, kind of quite a few steep bits, but then kind of mostly flattish. And then Man vs. Mountain, you get kind of two or three big peaks. This one is just up and down constantly. I mean, Alex, what do you think? Was that kind of how you felt about the race?
Yeah, I mean, I tend to remember just like the undulating parts right on the coastline, because I mean, too, I don't really remember the much of the being on the road at the start and so on. Most of my memories of this race are either the undulating pass on the coast, because that's where you get most of the views, and so that's where I guess most of the stuff I actually care to remember is, as opposed to, you know, hedges and asphalt or whatever. No, that's it. I mean, I think mostly of the coastal path running up and down the hills, and that last bit where we're on the beach for quite a while, and then more hills and more rocks. Yeah. That's it,
That bit. So I kind of reached the bit you're referring to, I think, is kind of, it's most of the race is done. It's just a kind of few miles left, and it's just around the corner from Land's End. And there's a big stretch of beach leading up to Land's End, and then you kind of have that last kilometer. And from memory, I think the last year I'd had a sense of humor failure. There's a bit where you can kind of grab a beach board or kind of half board and kind of jump into the sea and surf. And the first time around, I was like, I'd had enough. I was like, I'm not doing this. if there had been a table, I would have flipped that table over and being extremely sassy to anybody around me. But this time around, I think I was a bit more relaxed and kind of enjoyed the fact that the sea cooled my feet down. And yeah, that was quite, but I do remember when I was kind of running along and thinking, oh, this is much more pleasant, just in terms of my attitude towards that section of the race. I'm not sure why that was. Maybe it's just because it was less hot, but
yeah. I mean, running it quite fun. It's generally terrible. I was not dreading, but you know, that's the part of this race I wasn't really looking forward to this year. Was I just remembered the sheer amount of sand running at the end. So I just don't want to run on sand. It's just, you know, it just gets in the shoes and chafes and everything. Oh, it's just terrible. I don't understand. But yeah, a run we did on the sand. I mean, I think I walked most of it towards the end. And then, yeah, you say we've got the bodyboard bit, which is kind of all right, a bit of a faff in the water. And then they actually replaced the next water obstacle, which I think might be the last one, apart from, save a bit of a dive off the very last sort of scampering over rocks piece, where in 2018 there was basically you swam out to a kayak, and then you were told to dive and retrieve coins or something from the bottom. I'm quite a buoyant person. I just my attitude, you know, and the way I approach life. Also, in water itself, I'm buoyant. I have no ability to dive. So yeah, that I vaguely remember doing that and not succeeding at it, and being like, yeah, I can see coins. They're there. Yay. And swimming back. This year they'd removed that and instead had you swim out and then around some of the rocks. And it was like, well, it's kind of hard to swim here because it's all full of seaweed and other sea life. So you end up sort of just basically grabbing the vegetation and dragging yourself along the water, which is very strange.
I did find it kind of swimming. It wasn't really a swim, much less kind of crawling and trying not to get your legs scraped as you went along. So it was a bit of a curious one. I wonder how they recce'd that bit. I mean, I kind of prefer a little bit of a swim rather than what we did before, but I imagine that bit might get changed a little bit. Just because it just seemed a bit more dangerous than it should. Just in terms of scratching and scraping yourself. You know,
I think it's just a case of just understanding how they want to use that water bit at the end, isn't it?
That's it. It's a puzzle. I'm sure they'll find out an answer.
Definitely.
So we talked about before as well, like you don't actually remember the vertical kilometer for this race.
I can't even remember there being one. It's like, well, really? What?
Yeah, so there definitely was one. So there's a verticalometer for each of these races, man versus mountain, coast, and obviously lakes. And out of all of them, I think this one's probably the easiest. It comes near later on in the race. I certainly didn't run up it, but it was a kilometer. I kind of measured it on my watch. But the man versus mountain one is very steep, very tough, especially after doing Snowdon. Man versus lakes again, fairly near the start, but still pretty tough. Found that difficult. This one, not really that tough. It's just kind of a walk up a hill, really.
I honestly can't remember it. So I assumed it wasn't one.
That's just how you roll, Alex. You just love the hills, don't you? You probably just kind of
didn't even notice it.
Yeah, you're going so quickly.
Life is a vertical kilometer.
Yeah. You ran past the sign and not even realizing. And nommed your way up.
That's it.
That's how you roll.
But one of the things that does make this race stand out, though, other than the vertical kilometer that I can't remember, the coastal paths, which I do remember, and the swimming bit that I wish I didn't remember, was the actual kind of this like almost bouldering-esque climbing parts where you are actually, you know, going into the rocks and climbing up, which is quite a nice sort of interlude in a running. Last year they actually had a lot of queuing around that. I mean, we went in the first wave, I think, for this year, or maybe the second wave very early on. Whereas I think the first year we were like three or four waves in, and we ran into quite a few queues for that. So it was quite nice to just be able to make our way through that and just enjoy the little climbing sections, bit of a, you know, that interlude in just the coastal running. Enjoy those bits.
Definitely. I think it's, if you do this kind of race, I do think it's important to kind of, especially there's quite a few people doing it, like the rat race events, is to kind of get on the first few waves, because it can get quite busy. And especially if you have narrow kind of points, which kind of thins down the amount of kind of people who can go through at any point in time. There's quite a few of those on coast. So I think out of all the kind of big three races we talked about in this kind of podcast, I think this definitely the kind of first few waves, good idea to get in there now, in fact.
Just sign up, get it done if you're planning to do this one. And it is a really good race to do. Probably going to skip it next year after having done it 2 years on the trot, but it's for the views alone. Definitely worth it. In both years so far, it's been, you know, very nice weather. Probably been a bit lucky with it, but definitely the views, the variance in kind of terrain and activities they have you doing. Definitely a really good 20-something mile race.
Definitely, and as Alex said before, watch out for the scrambling, watch out for the kind of bouldering kind of bits. Not bouldering, sorry. It's not, you're not going to be kind of climbing without any ropes up a kind of steep section of coastline. But there was quite a bit of kind of near the beach, kind of scrambling over rocks. So if you make sure you pack kind of trail shoes, which are great with kind of wet rocks potentially. Definitely a good idea on that front. Yeah.
Even my trail shoes, I was struggling to make speed on those scrambling bits because it was kind of very slippy in parts, and there's kind of isn't it algae? I'm not quite sure. There's kind of like a moss on the surface of some of the rocks as well, which makes it even more treacherous. So it can be a funny one to kind of get the shoes right, because it might not necessarily be, you kind of need something that's really good on slippy rocks, if that's such a thing. If there's a slippy rock section of your running shoe store, then that's where you want to be.
Maybe there's a gap in the market there for you.
Stickyfeet.com. There probably is something. Actually, don't go there. That sounds terrible. I don't want to know what's on either side of that URL.
We just got our first syndication. Well done. So I think the other thing I say, nutrition wise, we both had some different experiences here. So I tried energy gels again for the first time in a very long time, after having some bad experiences, and I think it really worked out well for me this race. It was quite hot, so I actually had a bit of a struggle getting solid food down on the various kind of checkpoints. There's about three from memory, and the energy gels did really help with giving me that little extra boost. So again, I kind of really after kind of 2-3 hours, every half an hour had a gel and kind of got me through the race. But I think, Alex, you had a different strategy to me, didn't you? Which is carrying the energy gels, because you need to carry a certain amount of calories, but certainly not actually eating them this race.
Yeah, pretty much. I just always have your gels in my bag to get through the registration checks. You need to make sure you have at least a minimum calorie count. So I just have some of your gels in there, and then just carry them around with me for the rest of the course. I do actually store some of my own food, like jelly beans or things of that nature. But most of my eating actually is at the checkpoints. I'm going to grab a couple of bags of crisps or something and toddle on with those. I've been doing kind of less eating this year. I mean, they used to be a case of do these races, stop at a checkpoint, almost be there for like 5-10 minutes, just numbing down whatever good treats they had there, and then before moving on again. Whereas I think this year being a lot more focused on just thinking of, oh, I should just need some salt or some sugar, get then me on to the next one.
Yeah, I mean, it's a really good point, isn't it? Like, about your checkpoint strategy, because sometimes it is nice to have a race. I think particularly for longer races, I think it's a kind of valid thing to do, because you know, rest a little bit before you kind of crack on. But I think for these kind of races, especially because we do want to get to the beers at the end, brevity can perhaps be advantageous. Just kind of crack on and make sure you kind of don't get caught up with the crowds. But I mean, it depends what you want to do, really, isn't it? It depends if you focus on getting good time, or if your race strategy is to focus so much that you need to think about what you're doing at each kind of checkpoint.
I think, as we're, you know, with the daft runners, neither of those things apply. We're just trying to get through the beers at the end. That's about it.
Exactly. And yeah, I did. The reason I shoved several children out of the way when I got past that kind of second, third checkpoint was because of the beers, not because I wanted to finish two or three places higher.
That's why you're not allowed in Cornwall anymore.
Yeah. Well, what's the shame? Cornwall's a wonderful.
Yes, the real reason we won't be returning to this event in 2020.
It's all coming out now.
No, but I mean, it is a really good race, I think, and definitely worth doing. Yeah, any other thoughts on this one?
Yeah, I guess other than the scrambling, I guess it's quite the undulation is kind of another point I draw out. I guess the heat, I think in the future years, the weather won't be as good. So I do have a distinct impression that we're talking about how sunny it was and how beautiful coastline is. Next year, there'll be a storm of some kind. So, I mean, it depends on the weather, isn't it? Pack appropriate. So, I mean, if you want to do like a one-day event.
Yeah. I mean, I guess the weather will probably also affects a lot of the scrambling and water activities that you would do. I mean, I can imagine it not being quite as amazing if, like, you just run in the rain on the paths and then just blocked from doing any scrambling or any of that because it's too treacherous with rain or wind or whatever. But
yeah, they do block off stuff if they're worried. They do kind of, again, one thing we forgot to mention was, Alex, you managed to do the first kind of jump in the water section. They kind of get us crawling on these rocks and then you jump into the sea. Back kind of eight to 10 foot drop, not too bad. And I think you just made it. And I kind of got there. The tides had kind of come back out, so I'd missed that section. So I spent a bit longer kind of scrambling. So if they do think it's unsafe, they will kind of pull the or change the route depending on the variability. So I think out of all the runs we've done, this is probably the most relevant to that kind of thing happening.
Yeah, definitely. And you ended up with like 300 meters more ascent or something. Wasn't it?
I mean, I'm wondering if that's the watches or the Garmin thing, but I mean, that's quite exaggerated. So there must be some truth in it. But I can't imagine how did I get that much in that short period of time?
Yeah, I've had some issues with my watch. I mean, I'm still really really liking it and preferring it over the Apple Watch, but I have noticed some runs where it's just been completely off on the GPS. Made some tweaks and stuff. It's been a bit better, but you can kind of set like, oh, do you want just GPS or GPS with like Galileo or some other satellite
Can you choose your satellite?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
I mean, this technology or whatever it is, the cluster.
Okay.
not a specific satellite. I only know what this specific satellite says, but I mean, that's not how GPS works.
I want a specific satellite just for me.
But it's on the other side of the planet now. I don't care.
Exactly. It's not my problem. Sort it out, satellite. That's my awareness of astronomy and technology in general. Yeah. Exposed. We can move swiftly onwards.
Yeah, I don't think we want to discuss much of a geostationary orbit and all the rest of it here. It's probably a bit above our station.
Cool. So I so concluding points. I guess it kind of feels like that's the time now. But great race. Definitely do it if you fancy doing an adventure run of some kind. Pack your shoes. Watch out for the weather, and enjoy yourself when you finally finish, because it's definitely earned it. And watch out for the undulation. You will do lots of climbing, but it won't feel, or there won't be massive hills that you can
see. Sneak up on you.
Yeah, it will sneak up on you. Yeah, it'll be up and down, up and down. You do like a bit of an uphill, a bit of a downhill, and then up and down for about, I don't know, 15 miles. Yeah. So watch out.
Sweet. So I think that's Man versus Coast in the books. And actually, you know, I've got an episode about it where we will be back soon with a recording on our Man versus Lakes experience. So an event that we did a couple of years back. Weren't able to do it last year because I went and tore a muscle, which isn't very useful when you have to run up and down hills for 28 miles or whatever it is. So we were able to do it this year. Had a great time, I think. I'll try and remember enough to actually record some content next time. But otherwise, thanks for listening. And if you enjoyed this, then please do check out darthrunners.com. And if you need to give us feedback about how great this is, what maybe we could include, or races we're kind of missing out on that we haven't covered, give us a shout at podcast@daftrunners.com. And that'll be us for now. Thank you very much for listening. Take care, everyone. Bye.
Bye.